You're listening to The Hub
on screen.
Coming to you from ABC RN, on air, on podcast, and via the ABC Listen app. Your host is Jason DeRosso.
Time again for our Top Shelf segment, where key creatives reveal TV shows or films that have been influential to them. Greg Hadrick is one of the country's leading and award-winning TV writers and producers, a man behind series like Underbelly, Janet King, and most recently the ABC's Pine Gap. As you're about to hear, Greg had a unique and very early introduction to the industry through his father, the esteemed actor Ron Hadrick. Here's Greg, and a warning, there is some strong language in the sound effects around this one.
Despite the last 5 to 10 years being described as a golden age for TV drama, I thought I'd take this opportunity to pick 5 memorable shows that represent, for me, steps in the journey to get to that point. First is The Stranger. This was a very successful ABC drama back in the mid-60s, about 1966 or 1967. About an alien who lands in Australia and how the local Australians who meet him deal with his presence. It was written by G.K. Saunders, who now, I think it's probably fair to say, is remembered by very few. But it's memorable for me because my father starred in it as the stranger. And I remember him dressing up as the stranger for my sister and I one evening when I was just a little boy, which was very scary. And I also remember him having to learn the alien language that the stranger spoke in the show. But from a wider perspective, it highlighted how us local Aussies might deal with a foreign presence influencing our society in a tense and thrilling story.
What a place to live in.
It's where my family live.
My second show is Brideshead Revisited, ITV's first screen adaptation of Evelyn Waugh's most famous novel, with a screenplay by John Mortimer. This was ITV's attempt to show the world they could do big drama as well as the BBC. And it was big, and it was beautiful, but it also played out a narrative over 20 years on a huge canvas, and it became a critical lesson in how to manage big complex stories and long character journeys over a 13-hour season. When I was first thinking about how to build the story architecture for Underbelly in 2007, Brideshead was in fact one of the most important shows I went back to. The tone and subject matter of the two shows are obviously poles apart, but as a reference point to handle a narrative of that size, it was very useful.
You want to show off? You want to show off, you big weak prick!
Put the gun down.
My third show is Blue Murder. Written by Ian David and directed by Michael Jenkins, this show lasted long and probably still lasts long in the Australian consciousness. And I believe, like the cosmic background radiation throughout the universe is the remaining heat from the Big Bang, the power and impact of Blue Murder will gradually lessen but still be present for many, many years. It held a mirror up to Australian nature in a very brave and breakthrough fashion and with great integrity. In terms of drama that is compelling and confronting enough to have an impact on the society it reflects, I doubt Australian drama has really done it better. And of course, it paved the way for the entire true crime genre in Australian TV.
Every once in a while, there's a day with an absolute right and an absolute wrong. But those days almost always include body counts. Other than that, there aren't very many unnuanced moments in leading a country that's way too big for 10 words. I'm the president of the United States, not the president of the people who agree with me. And by the way, if the left has a problem with that, they should vote for somebody else.
My fourth show is West Wing. First broadcast in 1999, this was Aaron Sorkin's show and really the first time I became aware of what showrunning was in the American sense. Aaron didn't just write most of the show, he was the show. And it was a show unafraid to mix big ideas and complex intellectual but factual argument with strong emotional relationship stories. And he made politics and the morality of politics and law a credible small screen subject. And although West Wing was broadcast on network television, NBC, it was in many ways the early ancestor of the complex, high production value, way better than the movies, big star and showrunner driven small screen drama series that ended up giving us The Sopranos, Mad Men, Breaking Bad, House of Cards, and The Crown, and many more.
There's an attack at the church tonight. They're saying it was the sick vampires, that they came out of the dark. Another ambush. How can this be happening in this country, in this day and age, that our government would leave us for dead? Now the good folks in this town are turning on each other, acting like animals. Why they'd do such a thing? There's no one left.
My fifth show is True Blood, the first season in particular, created and produced by lead writer Alan Ball and loosely based on a series of books published 7 or 8 years earlier. The early seasons of True Blood combined fantasy and reality in a perfect fusion to create an allegory on race relations, small town community and belonging. In a very different way from The Stranger way back in the 1960s, it nonetheless also highlighted how a local community might, should, can and can't deal with a foreign presence influencing our society in a tense and thrilling story. And again, in completely different environments with different tones, this is nonetheless a theme which has intrigued me all my career and is also central to shows as diverse as Underbelly and Pine Gap.
When you came in, my air went out. And all those shadows there filled up with doubt.
Screenwriter and producer Greg Hadrick with five of his favourite television shows for our top shelf segment. Greg Hadrick, of course, whose latest work is Pine Gap, something you can watch on iView at the moment, the series, the ABC series. I'm Jason DeRosso and you're listening to The Hub on Screen.